It's the night of May 18th. You're sitting on your couch watching the election results for this year come in. It'll be 3 years till next election. All the polls say, even one conducted this morning that said that Labour was winning by 51% of the vote. All the polls said Labour was going to win. You're watching ABC News. At the bottom of the screen, where the ABC News special, at the bottom of the screen, where they have the number of seats being, they keep giving away Liberal seats to Liberals. 10 seats, the Liberals are 10 seats ahead. They only have 47, and they need 76 to win. But they're still quite close. They're still 10 seats ahead of the Labour Party. A few hours later, it looks like they're going to be going on all night. And then you get here, and then they say, then the presenters say some breaking news from Anthony Green. The screen goes blue, and the coalition colours. Anthony Green comes on, and he says that it's pretty safe to say at this point that the Liberals have won. Now, depending on who you support in politics, you feel either sheer terror or fear of another 3 years of Conservative government, or relief and celebratory happiness and excitement of another Liberal win that was completely unexpected. However, it just, for me, that was the sheer terror, because I support the Labour Party. And, yeah, I was very sad that night. And it was an amazing surprise to many people, because there was no way in hell the Liberals were going to win. And then they did. It was the unwinnable election, and they won it. So, today in this podcast I don't quite have a name for yet, I'm going to go over where the election was won and lost at about 12 days before it's all fully declared. So, we're looking at the House of Representatives right now, but I will go on to the Senate later on. In the House of Representatives was a really surprising thing. There were many seats expected to change. Dixon, the seat of Peter Dutton, who almost became Prime Minister. That was something everyone was expecting to maybe change. I mean, weren't sure, but they had a 1% majority. Peter Dutton had a 1% majority in his seat. In the election, his majority went up to 54.6, up from about 51.7 to 54.6. That's amazing. That was a complete surprise. And then you get some other seats. A lot of seats that were gained by Labour last election were lost to the Liberals. Herbert is an example. Lindsay is an example. Bass is an example. Braddon is an example. And I believe, although I can't be sure, Longman's an example. The only 3 seats that changed that weren't in that case were Gilmore, who changed to Labour, the only seat in the entire election to go to Labour, and Warringah, which ended up going to Independent. Now that was an amazing change. That was unexpected by pretty much everyone. And so, yeah, and of course Wentworth, which had been won in a by-election last year by Karen Phelps, with a tiny, slim margin of 1.2%. It's now held by the Liberal Party with a margin of 1.3%. However, there were some interesting changes as well. A change that was expected to be really difficult was the change Indi. Well, Indi has been held by Cathy McGowan since 2013. She replaced a very unpopular Liberal, Sophie Mirabella. Was pre-selected for the Liberal Party last election, and ran for that one. She did not get pre-selection this election. And, if I can find the seat, what happened was, so now they ran Steve Martin, who I believe was a younger Liberal, against Helen Haynes. So, Cathy McGowan was retiring at this election, And even if she had been, this would have been just as difficult an election for her. Well, probably not just as difficult, but still. So Helen Haynes was, so the people who supported Kathy McGowan were the Voices for Ndi. They pre-selected, well, they will refuse to say they pre-selected, but they did. They basically, they supported Helen Haynes as the new member for Ndi. She won. She's won so far with 1.4% margin. It was previously held by Kathy McGowan with a margin of 5.5%. That is a 4.1% swing to the Liberal Party. A lot of seats haven't changed though. In this election, only something like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 seats have swapped parties. 6 of those have swapped to the Liberal Party, 1 to the ALP and 1 to Zoe Steggall, who replaced the MP Tony Abbott. Tony Abbott has been the MP for the Division of Warringah since 1994. He's been a Liberal Party, so he's been a part of the Liberal Party since then. He's been Prime Minister. He was hugely unpopular in the role of Prime Minister. But he was Prime Minister, and he was in one of the safest Liberal seats in the entire country. Then, of course, he's been really unpopular the last few years. And so when Zoe Steggall announced she was running, well, that was going to be bad news for Abbott. He was going to have, everyone knew he was going to have a significant margin against him. However, it was relatively unlikely that Zoe Steggall was actually going to win. On election night, Zoe Steggall won with 57% of the vote. That against Tony Abbott. Tony Abbott lost his seat, which is a surprise, because Wentworth was only lost to Karen Phelps because they were pissed over Malcolm Turnbull but losing his job as Prime Minister. But Tony Abbott, he had an election since this is his second election as a non-Prime Minister since he was Prime Minister. And he lost his seat, so it's not about him losing the Prime Ministership. It's about him being disliked as a member. It means the people in the Division of Warringah went for the person, not the party. Which is a relatively rare thing from looking at these. Of course, the main thing that won the Liberals the election was Queensland. Queensland, of the Queensland seats, a lot of them were lost. Okay, no, not a lot of them. There were expected to be more on election night, but in reality, only 2 have been lost. Wongaman and Herbert. Herbert was won last election with a margin of 0.02, which, if I remember correctly, was about 30 votes. That is an incredibly slim margin. That's long enough that I'm surprised they didn't call a recount, which they probably did, but I'm not sure. I really haven't done my research. This is completely unscripted. And then there was the other seat of Wongaman. It was won by Susan Lamb last election from the Liberal Party, I believe. And it had a by-election due to some citizenship woes, where Susan Lamb was facing a by-election again, and she won that by-election with a margin of 0.8%. She had a swing of 4.1% against her. That is a massive swing. Well, it's not that massive, but it was completely unexpected. It was expected that her margin would probably increase. Why did this change, you might ask? Simple. It was because Adani Carmichael Mine. That was very popular in Queensland, despite, at least from my view, the fact that's probably going to fail miserably. But I can't. No one can be sure on that. And that's now going ahead as I'm recording this. It's gone through final approval. It's yet to start, but it probably will. However, something that hasn't been talked about much is the Tasmanian seats. There's the seats of Bass and Braddon. That's what changed. They were from Tasmania. Two of the 5 seats from Tasmania swapped sides. 2 seats is the same amount as Queensland swapped sides. Labour lost 2 seats in Queensland. Labour also lost 2 seats in Tasmania. The seat of Bass and the seat of Braddon. Both of them, I believe, were won last election. Higher Labour member. And before that, were Liberal. Yeah, I'm just checking that, actually. I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm correct. Yes. It was won last election. That means that the Liberal Party regained a lot of seats they lost last election from Labour. Although not all of them, but still, quite a few. And Braddon, which I'm finding now, so Braddon was won last election. And by Justin Gay. Okay, yeah. She lost her seat at this election with a margin of 4.8% against her and 5.8% against Ross Hart and the seat of Bass. Those are reasonably large swings. The only seat that changed with the largest swing. Well, actually, no, sorry. There are two seats that changed with the largest swing to the Liberal Party. Oringa changed with an 18% swing against them, but. Yeah. Lindsay was another seat that was lost, but. Yes, they both had quite large swings against the Labour Party, and I haven't seen much analysis into why that happened. I have no idea why it happened, but it did. Then the other seat was the seat of Lindsay. It was won by the Labour Party in. It was won by the Labour Party's Emma Hussar in 2016. Emma Hussar's had a bit of unpopularity, so she was not contesting Lindsay this election. I believe Emma Hussar's the one who had issues with. Yes. She had had complaints of staff bullying. She was allegedly bullying her staffers. So she lost pre-selection or just resigned, I can't quite tell, from this election. And she was replaced by Diane Beamer as a Labour Party's candidate. However, when you do something like that, that's a bit unpopular in your electorate, you'd imagine. So there was a 6.2% swing to the Liberal Party. It was won by Melissa McIntosh with a vote of 55%, which is quite a major vote against them. So yes, that's pretty much a very major vote against people, but against those people. But other than that, no seats changed. Only 8 seats changed in this entire election. There were many more expected to be lost. None of them were. And of course, the Labour Party won some seats that notionally changed to them. Unfortunately, the ABC doesn't count them as changes, as changing seats. So Corangamite is one of them. Same with Dunkley. And I think those are it. Of course, there are a lot of the independents who had already won their seats kept them, apart from in Wentworth with Karen Phelps. The Central Alliance kept their seat, Mayor. Greens kept their seat of Melbourne with a 2.8% swing, and Mayor was actually 2.2% swing to Central Alliance. Kenny kept his seat of Kennedy with, if I can find it, a. Damn it, it doesn't. Okay. I'm trying to find the seat of Kennedy. Hang on. You just tell just how bad I am. Ah, yes. Yeah, with a swing of 2.3%. All of the independents got a swing of about a 2% towards them, except for Indi, which had the 4.1% swing to Liberals, as I talked about earlier, I believe. I can't quite remember. Indi had that slot. And then there was a seat of. What am I looking for? There was the other seat. I can't remember its name. I should remember its name. It was the seat of. Bass? No, not Bass. Because I don't even went through Bass. Ugh, damn it, where is it? It was. There's another seat in Tasmania. Just finding it now. Another seat in Tasmania. Ah, Clark. The seat of Clark, which has been held by Andrew Wilkie. He won this election with 72% of the two party preferred going to him. He had a support thing of 4%, he has swung of 4% towards him. And the Liberal Party came in third in this seat, which is pretty sad, with 17% of the vote. In fact, Andrew Wilkie is one of the, this is one of the rare times that Andrew Wilkie would have won the seat without preferences. Oh, not quite. He got 50% of the vote, exactly 50%. Which is quite a surprise, really. That's relatively rare, but that means that it's very safe for him. And yeah, when he retires, it's going to be a huge swing to whichever party wins it next, which looks like it would be Labour if all stays as it is, but it's quite hard to tell. So yeah, I can't go through every seat one by one. I'm trying to keep it fair because I want to go through, because I find the seats in my personal state/territory quite interesting, and there's very few of them, but I'm not going to go through those because that's unfair, because I can't go through all the other states. Yeah, so let's switch over to the Senate now. The Senate has had 40 of the 76 seats going up for election. That's not quite half, but it's because that territory seats go up at the same time every election, so there will always be 40 seats up, with half of the state seats going up. So, in this election, the Liberal Party has 35 seats so far in the Senate. Oh, that's the other thing, yeah, sorry. Should have gone first. In the House of Representatives, the Liberals currently have 77 seats. The LP has 68 seats, and various independents and MyPies have 6 seats in the House of Representatives. In the Senate, Liberals have, coalition has 35 seats overall, which is not a majority. It's close to a majority. In fact, I believe it's one seat off of a majority. No, it's very well off, far off a majority. They need 3 more seats. They need to pick up 3 more seats to win, but they're not going to pick up 3 more seats. The Labour Party has 26 seats, which I believe is actually quite a drop from last time. So the coalition had 31 seats in the last Senate. It doesn't tell me how many seats Labour had. Either way. So there are some interesting results in here. So Labour got 26 seats, Greens have 8 seats, and they are ahead in the last seat in the Queensland. That's where it saw orders. She's ahead with 0.69% of the quota. So she is looking like she'll get her seat, but it's hard to tell. Well, she'll re-win it. She is not the member right now because she was not senator straight before the election because of the whole citizenship mess during this term. So ACT had 2 senators and is probably the least surprising result. Despite some upwell against the Liberal senator Zed Zelja, he still won a seat. He didn't hit the quota, but he still won it because no one was going to hit their quota. I don't know. AC has some confusing ways of counting that I do not understand yet. So yeah, and that ACT seats have been declared. So Katie Gallagher and Zed Zelja have won their seats. Katie Gallagher was caught up in the citizenship mess, so she won it back from David Smith, who was contesting the seat of Bean. Guess which state or territory I come from? In the state of New South Wales, it's 2 Liberal, 2 Labour, 1 National, 1 Greens. Maureen Ferenczi won her seat. She's replacing Lee Rhiannon, who lost pre-selection after some stuff. Pauline Hanson hasn't picked up any seats. She picked up 0.34% of the vote that she needed to get the seat. In Victoria, Janet Rice is likely to win her seat back, and Liberals have 3 seats, are likely to have 3 seats against 2 seats for the Labour Party. Although, if you count the Greens as part of Labour, which you shouldn't, but you kind of could, that would be equal, but no. Then you get the Queensland vote. This one is a bit interesting because, of course, you have Fraser Anning involved in this. Fraser Anning is running for a seat of Queensland. He lost it. He got 0.8% of the vote he needed to get a seat. That's pretty miserable. So, in there, LNP has won 3 seats in Queensland, Labour has won 1, and One Nation has won 1, and Greens are ahead in 1 seat, but it's hard to tell if they'll actually win it. That's Orissa Waters. She was also caught up in the citizenship mess. Then you have WA, which is currently got 3 seats to Liberals, 2 seats to Labour, and 1 to Greens. Greens have picked up a seat in pretty much every state. No territories, but every state pretty much. Then you have South Australia. 2 Labour, 3 Liberal, 1 Greens. No surprises. NT, well, that's Liberal and Labour. Again, not really surprised. That's what happens in territories. That is all that will ever happen because of the way it's set up. It is terribly set up. Unless they change the seat count, then yeah. Then you have Tasmania. Tasmania is 2 Liberal, 2 Labour, 1 Greens, and 1 back to Jackie Lambie. Jackie Lambie has re-won her seat. She was caught up in a citizenship mess, but she didn't go through the mess of the High Court. She just left. So yeah, then you have, well, yeah, that's actually it. So, yes, the election, so total seat, Australian Conservatives had 1 continuing senator. Cory Bernardi. No one went up for re-election because there was only ever 1 senator. And so he's continuing, so we'll see what happens in the next election as whether he stays in. No senator from the Centre Alliance was going up for election. None of them at all, which is actually quite a surprise. And they're both senators to South Australia, but they will be going up for election next election. Apart from that, the only real people to lose their seat in the election, like to lose representation in the Senate, Darren Hinch as well, Fraser Anning and Darren Hinch. Darren Hinch lost his seat. I'm trying to remember which one he was up for, because it would be interesting where he got. He won his seat last election, however, as it was a double dissolution, his seat was going back up for this one. He's a senator for Victoria. I have no idea how he won last time and lost his seat this time, but who knows. He got 0.19% of the quota. That's a pretty miserable loss. Not quite as bad as Fraser Anning, but still pretty miserable. And yeah, that's really it. Yeah, that's it for Senate. So Senate's 35 to Liberal Nationals, 26 to Labour, 8 to Greens, probably 9 to Greens, depending on what happens in Queensland. 2 to One Nation, 2 to Central Alliance, 1 to Australian Conservatives, and 1 to Jackie Lambie. But you need to remember all of the seats weren't going up. So Greens had 3 continuing, and the Central Alliance had no one going up for election, same with Australian Conservatives, and Pauline Hanson's seat was not going up for election either. But she would probably keep her seat if she was going up for election. Other than that, well, that's really it. That was where the election was won. That was the interesting things. That was the entire Senate, because there was as many seats going up that time. It was easier just to do a brief overview. Yeah, that's really it. At this point, our seat that was called was actually the seat of Macquarie, which was won by Susan Templeman with a 50.2% vote. Oh, and I should point out, but at time of recording this, all seats have been declared. So these are final results, pretty much. So Susan Templeman won with a very close thing in her seat of Macquarie. And that was the last seat that was given away to the Labour Party. And the aftermath, obviously, was that, well, Labour lost their leader of Bill Shorten. He ran at 2 elections, 2016 and this election, and he lost both of them. So he's been trashed and being replaced by Anthony Albanese. And we'll see how he does next election, unless he's chucked out. The only other one that was ever slightly interesting was Maranoa. Because that one people said may go from David Littleproud to One Nation, but David O'Proud won with 72% of the vote to him. In two-player preferred. Had a 6% swing to the Liberal Party. And seated Marinella, so, yeah. And other than that, that's pretty much it. This was a work in progress titling podcast. Maybe Ozpol explained, I don't know. You'll know by the time this is up, but yeah. Thanks for listening. This is my first ever podcast ever, so I just don't have time. But so I'll do a lot about pretty much every election in Australia, pretty much. Except for council elections, because they're a mess to do. Thanks and goodbye. I might do one next week, I might not. I probably will.